Blog Talk.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And as always, it's a joy, it's a privilege and a joy to be with you. God is good and worthy to be praised. Oh yeah, my music doesn't want to stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's play a little bit of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just got to get that beat in your head. Amen. You got to get that beat. The music didn't want to stop today. God is good and worthy to be praised. I love him. I love him. I love him with everything in me. I love him. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I fell in love with Jesus all over again. Amen. I tell you, it's something when you can fall in love over and over and over again. The love that I share with God never grows cold. It never grows cold. And that's a good thing. And if it does, believe me, all that you have to do is get close to him and he will stoke the fire. As we draw near to God, he draws near to us and he begins to stoke that fire all over again. So we don't have to always be worrying about where we're going to get the love from or where's the love. When we look to God, the love is to be found right there in his presence. Amen. Okay, let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. You're worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised. There's none like you, and I magnify your name today. God, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for my life, Lord. I thank you for life today. I thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind. I thank you, Lord, for full use of my limbs and my facilities. I thank you, Lord, for the ability to think straight with no hindrances. I thank you, Lord, that I have no addictions on today, that you have healed me, delivered me, and set me free from everything that was hindering me from having the best life possible. So I thank you, God, for being in my life. Thank you for this time here on Block Talk Radio. I thank you for every listener, God, for every person who's streaming, for every person who's in the chat room, for every person who will tune in live. I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come and encourage somebody. And at the end of the day, Lord, I will be sure, ever so sure, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, that I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is good. And I changed the topic today. Today I was going to talk about looking for love in all of the wrong places, learning to love yourself. But you know what? Things are subject to change according to the unction of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I just woke up just so grateful, grateful for life today. So I wanted to just go ahead and change the topic and come and exhort you, encourage you to live the best life possible. Listen, listen, you only get one life. You only get one life, so you have to make up your mind that that life that you do get is going to be the best life possible. So that's what I want to talk to you about on today. The phone lines will be open. You can call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832, or you can come into the chat room, which is already open. Amen. Amen and praise God. You know, we have to take advantage of every single opportunity that is presented to us for life, not only just for life, but for life more abundantly. You know, we have to make sure that we're enjoying life, especially as Christians. You know, today is woman to woman, and I want to talk to some Christian women, amen, about enjoying life and enjoying that life to the fullest. You know, when we were in the world before we got saved, we knew how to have fun, amen. You know, a lot of people don't want to come to church and don't want to be Christians because they think that Christians are having no fun. But we have to refute that in the name of Jesus, amen. And we have to lighten up loosen up and have some fun. Amen. It's time to loosen up. I'm calling you out to get yourself a massage. You know, have your husband give you a massage. Take a bubble bath. I don't think people take bubble baths anymore. Amen. Take a bubble bath. Pamper yourself. Pamper yourself. Get in the groove. Get in the groove and begin to take better care of yourself. Take care of your temple. I'm talking about living the best life possible on today. You know, making sure that you are taking care of yourself all the way around. You know, I think we've arrived. I think a lot of us have arrived to the point where we know God and we're cultivating that relationship with God, as Lady Renee would say. Amen. That we are cultivating our relationship with God. And that is the best thing that you can do for yourself, to make sure that you are cultivating that relationship. Make sure that you are not only cultivating that relationship, but that you are not taking this life that God has given you for granted. You know, all work and no play makes Jane and Jill very dull girls. So we need to make sure that we are excited about life and that we are living that exciting life according to the word of God. Amen, amen, and praise God. And Lady Renee, God bless you. Good to see you today.
God bless you too, Pastor Rebecca. I just want you to know that I have the utmost respect for you, and you are definitely a shepherd after God's own heart. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, wow.
Amen. Well, amen.
Yes,
I receive it.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, amen.
I receive it.
A heart for God's people, and I want you to know that at that Empowerment Summit, it just was awesome, and God just used you in such a mighty way in my life, and as such, I'm living a newfound freedom today. Amen.
Because hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
Praise the
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
My
yes.
God, I feel
yes.
God right now.
Yes.
Amen. I'm almost
yes.
want to run around my office
yes.
here. Amen.
I just want you to know that, you know, God allowed me to see you in a whole nother light. You understand? And you have a heart of a mother. Do you understand? For the
yes.
for God's people. You know that you are a very caring and a loving woman of God. And God is going to use you so mightily. He has already done so, but he's going to continue, and greater works you're going to do, because you truly have a heart for the people. You truly have a heart for the people. Oh, my God. And
yes, Lord.
Incredible.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord showed you, right, Lady
yes.
Renee?
Yes. Yes,
because I do love God's people,
yes.
and
yes.
it's not easy to walk in my shoes. Amen.
No,
I go
no.
through persecution on a
of
regular
course.
Basis.
Of course.
But I shall not be turned back from the purpose that God has put on my life.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm glad
yes.
that you were able to receive the
yes.
ministry.
Oh, my girl, it didn't stop there. I got home and probably like the next day, and more was coming, and it had to do with the healing of, you know, the hurt with my mom.
Yes.
You know, God showed me that, like it was buried. You know, I thought it was all dealt with. But, oh, my God, no. It's like you had hit that, you know, God used you to get to that last piece of that root.
My God.
Oh, yes.
My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Isn't it a beautiful place to be? Isn't that a beautiful place to be, Lady Renee, when you
yes.
can see that last little bit of healing
yes.
that's going to take
yes.
you where you need to be, that last little bit, my God.
Yes. And then the thing about it is to just be sensitive enough to the Spirit of God when he tells you, move over on this side. You don't know the people, really. But you know what I'm saying? And God, like for him telling me, go and support you like he did. You understand? It's because he knew you was carrying my deliverance.
My God,
you
my
understand?
God.
Like it's always a win-win situation with God. You'd never, it might look like for a season that you are just on the giving end, but it's never like that. It's never like that. It's always a win-win situation when you allow your heart to stay right before God.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
My God. Yes. And I'm like I said, Saturday we were over in, for those of you who are listening, we were over in Philadelphia. and Empowerment Summit for Women that Prophetess Lalisa Wim sponsored, and I was one of the speakers there. I was in the keynote, so the Lord, you know, allowed me to just, you know, be in my place. But there was a powerful keynote speaker there, amen,
Minister
Phyllis Johnson, and I received also from her. But I let the Lord, I try to let the Lord use me, and he gets the glory. I'm just so glad that you're giving God the glory today, Lady Renee, while you acknowledge that he allowed me to minister to you in that particular area.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I mean, just so awesome, so, you know, so authentic. I mean, this is what God is talking about. I mean, really having the heart for his people. You know, I mean, really being able to take off the mask and say, I love you. You know, I love you. I want to see you win.
My God.
I want to see you get over on the other side. I want to see you go where God said that you going. Oh, my God. And whatever is in the power of my hands to help you, I am going to do that. Girl, nobody but God. Nobody
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
Amen.
I receive
Amen.
It. Praise
Amen.
God. I do
yes.
receive the offer for help.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We always need help in these ministries that we do for the Lord. Amen.
I know that's right, sis. I know that's right. You know, God told me to partner with you a while back. So as the finances come in, I'm going to be sowing, being faithful, sowing into your ministry, because the workman is worthy of his hire. We still have to eat. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I received that too. And I want to thank everyone who has sown into this ministry. I've actually had people, without me asking, go over to my website and make donations to New Creation Christian Ministries. And I want to say thank you to everyone who has sold into this ministry. I won't start naming names, but
Amen.
I want to thank you all. And I do want you to know my website is down for a week because I'm transferring my host and I'm restructuring the whole website, so you won't be able to go to that website. But the one with my books is dpc-books.com, and there are some powerful books there that are tools for what we're talking about today, which is living that best life possible. You know, today I woke up, Lady Renee, I had on the board that I was going to talk about, we were going to talk about looking for love in all the wrong places. And I want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room and all of you who are streaming. Tobias C., God bless you. To Ben Enlightened, God bless you. And our guest, God bless you, 272. And all of those who are listening via the stream. And also Jason. Hey, Jason, God bless you. But I was going to talk about looking for love in all of the wrong places. And I woke up this morning and I said, no. The Spirit says we're going to talk about being free to live the best life possible. Because, you know, enough of love. We can look for love all day long. But if we're not happy with the lives that we're living, then we're just going to take that unhappiness into those relationships that we establish while we're looking for love in all of the wrong places. And if we're looking in the wrong places, it's not going to be a good love anyway. So I really, really want to focus on what can we do to live the best life possible. Do you even like the life that you're living?
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh, yes.
that right? That's the question.
Oh,
that,
yes.
We have to consider, do we even like the life that we're living, you know?
I could tell you, Pastor Rebecca, that I know for me, years ago, I was miserable, but I thank God for not leaving me in that state. God began to equip me and empower me. He began to restore my love of reading. And then it was like he had me to read selectively. It's almost like he handpicked the stuff that I would read that would begin to really minister to me. It was books that was going to really get at the core of things and have me to really look at my life, where I was at that time and where I wanted to be. It motivated and empowered me. First, I needed the healing to begin, you know. So he started me with reading, you know, Woman Thou Art Loosed by T.D. Jakes. Then he went and I began to read Juanita Bynum's book, No More Sheets. Then another book by T.D. Jakes that was really so powerful was The Lady, Her Lover, and Lord, because I felt like these are foundational books. In other words, they help you to put your whole life in order the way that God would have it to be. Like, in other words, if I just work on one part of my life, then everything else is still going to be out of balance. God was endeavoring to get me to be balanced. Then he taught me how to pamper myself, you know, far as with the bubble baths, as you were talking about.
Yes.
And the bath and body products, where it's like I come away from my children, go, you know, take that hour, let them know, listen, this is me time now, you know, and go in there. I would have the scented candle with the bubbles. I did the bath pillow and the loofah, you know, to really give it a sense of ritual, you know, of really restoring. I told myself I was going to be rejuvenated, and this would be the time where I would get in that tub, talk to God, but when I came out that tub, I was going to emerge from there refreshed, renewed, regenerated, because you know what? I was leaving it right there at his altar. And so it just was, I don't know if you want to say 2, 3, 4, 4, 4 or 5-fold, you know, miracle associated with totally taking care of your total self.
Amen. And that's what we're talking about. And again, the conversation is going on in the chat room that we really do have to do a lot of things before we can even get to the point where we're saying we're living that best life. And like you were saying, Lady Renee, you read some books, and then you began to learn how to take time out and pamper yourself. And that's the important thing that we want to do. Tubin Enlightened was talking about the program where we talked about taking off the mask. You know, that was a timely message that before we can even look in the mirror, we have to take off the mask to begin to look at our lives and say, do I like me? Do I like me even?
Yes.
Do I like this life that I'm living? Because if we can't do that, then we're just like robots. You know, it's a shame to be like a robot just going through the motions. And even with church people, sometimes we can get so much into the ministry and so much into church that we're just really not enjoying life. You know, you wake up one day and you're tired and your body hurts and your head hurts and you start hyperventilating at the thought of even doing ministry or even going to work. Some people are working on jobs and they wake up in the morning and they're like, oh, my God, I have to get up and go to work, you know, because they have their time for that, for being in that place has passed.
Yes,
see, a lot of us are in, we're in positions that God has already been trying to move us out of. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
He's already trying to say, it's time to move. I've used this place to bring you to a certain point. Now it's time for you to go to the next level. Now it's time for the next thing. I want to take you further in me. And some of us just have our feet like lodged in, like we're in a block of cement, and we refuse to move, and that's when we become miserable. Amen.
And you know, you are so right even on that, like as far as like God wants to take us from glory to glory. So he begins, once you get in one place, he begins to prune you so that you're able to bring forth more fruit. He's like, okay, you got it over here, but I need to prune you a little bit more, because we have to remember the goal. The goal is that we be conformed, transformed into the image of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We totally conformed. So everything that's not like God, going through the storms in life, every place that we go, we have to remember that all things are really working together for our good if we love him and we're called according to his plan and purpose. So even the pain is working. God is endeavoring to use the pain to work for you, but you have to see what God is doing. You have to be able to trust him to know that even walking through this, I don't know how this is, that when I come out of this, I'm going to be different, but I can trust him that he has his hand on the thermostat.
That's right, and it's so important that we do something. You know, the most important thing that we teach at our ministry, Lady Renee, is that you have to do something. You know, you have to do something. You have to be willing to move out on faith. and follow the unction of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost begins to anoint you in a certain area and begins to speak to you and tell you to do this or do that or go this way or go that way, get out of that relationship. Start shopping around your resume. Restructure your business plan. When the Holy Spirit begins to tell you to do things, that is not the time to say, okay, I have to go back and pray, because most of us have already been praying about this stuff, and now God is giving you the answer. That is not the time to start studying the scriptures.
Right.
That is the time to move, see.
Amen.
And we have to realize that this has to be a well-rounded life that we live as Christians. You know, people look at Christians, and a lot of Christians just don't look happy. They don't look happy. And people look at us, and they're like, I don't want any part of that, because they have no joy. But don't you know that the countenance of the Christian is supposed to be joy? We're supposed to be happy. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
So it's just very important that we don't get stuck in a spiritual or not a spiritual rut, but a religious rut, you know, because so many of us get stuck right there in that rut, and we're robotic. I'm telling you, there's no life. And if there's no life, there can be no Christ. Amen.
Because
Jesus Christ is the life. I want to open up the phone lines.
Amen.
The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Come on and talk to us. Talk to Lady Renee and I. We want to talk about living the best life possible. Now, I'm not talking about living your life outside of the will of God. Let's make it clear. This is, you're in the will of God. You're in the will of God. You're a woman of God. And for the men who are listening, you are, and coconut juice, look, coconut juice, you just now come into the presence of the Lord. My God, my God.
Yes,
you know, come into the presence of the Lord. So, you know, respect, just try to respect the others in the chat room. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We want you here. I want you here. I'm so glad to see you. But just try to have a respect for the others there, because it is we are Christians, you know, and it is a show about God. So let's reverence the God that is here. Amen.
Yes.
Let us reverence the God that is here. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
But I want you to call in and talk to us. And the number is 646-652-4832. The chat room is open. There are a bunch of great people in the chat room. Amen. Where you can come in and chat with others who are like-minded. Amen. But we're talking about the fact that God has a great plan for your life. Listen to me. Hear me now. Hear me now. I don't care where you're walking today. God has a great plan for your life. He wants you to have life and to have that life to the fullest. Nothing missing, nothing broken, no lack. God wants you to have the life to the fullest, which means that when you go out, when you wake up in the morning, God wants you to have so much joy that you jump up out of bed and say, wow, I'm so excited. Today is going to be a great day. And when things don't go wrong, you don't begin to complain, but you begin to praise God just for allowing those trials to come in your life, because you know that the trial is going to make you better. Amen.
Yes.
You know, we got to, somebody said, wake up. Somebody in the chat room said, we need to shake ourselves out and wake ourselves up. You know, we need to wake up. We need to wake up and live this life. Look, we only get one life. We only get one opportunity to serve God with our whole life. And I want to say, are we getting the glory for God out of our lives? Can people look on our lives and say, there's something different about her? There's something different about him. I need what they have. My God. My God. So we, you know, that's the thing that we want to exhort you on today, that life is better than the mundane, routine, run-of-the-mill. You don't have to begrudgingly wake up every day and go through the motions and then find yourself going to sleep at night wondering what was the day all about. Your day should be filled with purpose. Amen. It should be filled with purpose. What are we doing with these lives that God has given us?
And I'll tell you another thing also, Pastor Rebecca, we have to understand that we have power to speak into our day. We command ourselves to serve God with joyfulness and gladness of heart, because you know what? We are in control of our emotions. We don't have to allow ourselves to be circumstances, situations to dictate to us how we're going to feel, how we're going to be. We could command ourselves to praise God even in the midst of the situation. We can begin to prophesy and speak favor in our day. You know, speak the blessings of God in our day. speak, decree, and declare that I serve God with gladfulness, you know, with joyfulness and gladness of heart. And as you continue to say this on a daily basis, that is going to connect with your spirit, because that's the word of God. He wants us to serve him like that. Next thing you know, you're going to start discovering that, wow, my days have been filled with pleasure. You know what I'm saying? My days have been filled with peace, because you're speaking that. You're saying, I'm not going, you know what? I rebuke stress today. I receive the peace of God. I decree and declare that I shall not be moved by anything today. You have the power to create your life just like God by speaking what God said. We're not talking about speaking something in your own natural understanding. We're talking about taking what God said. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we know God wants us to walk in joy. You know what? Receive the joy like you received your salvation. Receive the peace like you received your salvation. You wasn't waiting for no thunder and enlightenment from heaven, so you just receive it. Lord, I receive your peace today. Lord, I receive skillful and godly wisdom today. And you walk in it. I receive that the favor of God compasses me about as a shield today. And you walk in that. Amen?
Yeah. But it's easier said than done. You know, that's what I'm talking about. We got we have to say it,
yes,
and we have to do it. You know,
amen.
We have to say it. You know, God does his part.
Somewhere.
See, this is what we do. We God does his part. And like you said, Lady Renee, that is just, I agree with you when you said we have to say it. We have to speak,
yes,
God's word back out into the atmosphere.
Yes.
But you know what, Lady Renee, I find a lot of people, they speak in that word, but they're not living that word. You know,
oh,
and that's what I'm saying.
They're
walking, talking Bibles, and they know that word. But you know what? There still ain't no joy. There's no joy. There's no progress. There's no productivity. And this
but
is what God
problem.
Wants us to be. He wants us to be about his business. We have to be,
yes,
about our Father's business. Now, I'm not talking about in the church. Everybody is not going to work in the church. Everybody,
amen,
is not going to be a minister or a prophet or evangelist or a pastor. You know, everybody's not,
that's
going,
right,
to be. Some people will have to go into the marketplace. Some of,
yes,
us have to go to work, you know, and,
yes,
when you go,
yes,
to work, that's the thing I'm saying. When you go to work, look, you can't be sitting around reading your Bible. You know, a lot, I've seen Christians with their Bibles on the desk, and they're supposed to be fouling, or they're supposed to be doing data entry. And they're reading
faithful.
The Bible. It's like that is no time
faithful.
For time with God. When you're in your work, you have to be a responsible employee. You know what we can do to bring God the glory in our lives when we're in the workplace? What we have to do is we have to make sure that we're being the best employee possible on that job.
Right.
We can't be sitting around looking at the clock. Every time your boss comes by, you sit and you got to sneak and act like you're doing. You jump and act like you're doing something,
right,
when you really were sitting there doing nothing. So we have to make sure that we're not cheating and stealing and lying and manipulating, that we're not pretending. That's what we talked about when we talked about taking off the mask. We have to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing when we're supposed to be doing it. You know, and that's, Lady Renee, you know, I'm not trying to avoid talking about God and walking with God, but I need to be, this purpose of this program, I need to be practical. We
right.
need to talk about practical ways of doing what God has for us to do and having what God has for us to have and being what God has for us to be. We can't just talk it. We got to walk it. We have to walk this thing out. We have to be
amen.
Christians in motion. Amen.
Right.
And that's
even
what
in,
I
even
really
in,
want to nail home. I
God,
really,
amen.
Lady Renee, so excited. She.
Girl, no.
I'm trying to finish
this
sentence, and she's just jumping right in. Let me finish this sentence.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Oops. Ooh, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I love that enthusiasm and that excitement that she has. You know,
girl,
that, you know, that she really, really has.
Sometimes
you can't keep it in.
Okay. Let me just
amen.
That
but
that
that's what we
right
want to
now.
Nail home today. Amen. And
amen.
Lady Renee, I'm going to let you speak in 1 minute.
Go
the
ahead.
Phone lines are open. 646-652-4832. Call in. Don't wait until the
amen.
Last minute. Come on. We
amen.
Had to send the last show 2 hours because
amen.
People just started calling in at the end. If
amen.
You need to call, now's the time to call. Go ahead, Lady Renee.
What I wanted to say, but even the people that's even in the workplace, we have to remember that for God, He wants everything that we do to be an expression of our love and devotion toward Him. So even on a job, cheating without time, stuff like that, God is not pleased with that. And then when we lose our jobs, we talk about the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
You know, but no. If you're supposed to be working, then work. You know what I mean? Because God is looking at that. We're supposed to be faithful stewards even of that of another man's. You know, if we ever expect to have our own. And I don't mean to sound, you know, all over spiritual, but I'm
no, that's good.
The words say. And He said, do it as unto Him, because the one you're actually serving is God. And so, therefore, your reward is going to come from Him. And He wants you to also know that the promotion is not going to come from your boss. It's coming from God.
Amen.
He's the one that will put down one and raise up another. And I find that people that are being defeated, like how what you were saying, they walk in Bible, talk in Bible, but they're not living Bible. And
right.
That's what's the difference. That's where the defeat comes in. Once they get committed, then they have the joy at their disposal. Then they have purpose at their disposal, and it makes a world of difference. That's where the difference comes in, when you decide to stop talking the Bible and be the Bible.
Amen.
You know, right where you are,
hallelujah.
None of us are going to be perfect, but the thing is that we get real with God and ourselves.
That's right.
God already know, but we have to get real with ourselves before God. You know what, Lord? I'm coming to You with all my brokenness. You know, I need You to take the broken pieces in my life. Help me to walk and to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I've been called. Help me to be that true ambassador of Christ, to do what You're calling me to do, that people may see my good works and glorify You. See, when you start talking to God like that, the supernatural begins to happen. But if we have a part and God has a part. It's not all God and it's not all us. We have a part to play. As I get into the Word, God's anointing is there to change me, to transform the way that I think. Now, the way I used to look and feel about certain things, I'm now feeling the way that God feels about it. I'm now finding myself loving what He loves, hating what He hates. It's a process.
That's right. Amen.
To start somewhere. Amen.
Amen. Hold on. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. And Lady Renee, we do have two callers. I love it.
God.
As soon as we
praise
said
God.
Call, they called in. So caller number one, you're on the air. I don't know exactly who's calling, but welcome to Woman, Power in the Word. Amen. Caller, okay, so both lines are open. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hey, sisters, you guys got a great show out there. I'm loving it, loving it.
Oh, God
praise
bless
God.
You. Thank you. Who's
loving
calling and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Brother Sean calling you from California.
Amen. Welcome. God bless you. What do you have to, I know you have something to add.
Oh, most certainly. It's something that I've been part of Blog Talk here for right at a month, and I'm seeing a theme carried out throughout, whether it's a religious talk, spiritual talk, political talk. God is speaking to us all, and for those especially have the ears to truly hear Him.
Yes.
There's a great change already happening. And it's time for people to get themselves strapped up and be prepared for what's coming. If you ain't ready, you best get ready.
Jesus. That's a word right there. You know, that's a word, brother. It is.
Yeah.
And I know God's not finished, but would you like, go ahead and elaborate on that, because I know.
Yeah, because essentially there's lines being drawn is what's happening. And people are going to have to start choosing sides as to whom they're going to serve. Because
yes.
the siren is being sounded as we speak.
Mm.
Christ already told us the signs. It's about whether or not we're going to stop, look, and listen and heed them signs that we've been given along the way here now. There's a great harvest out here, but very few farmers to pick. Very few farmers. So now that the siren, the call is being sounded, we need farmers to go out here and pick this fruit, because there's whole too many fruit that's been laying and dying on the vine or rotting on the ground.
And
there's
that's why we need to. Amen. Amen. And I really appreciate you calling in, because that's why we need to get real with this thing. You know, we need to just begin to talk to people in plain English and tell people, look, this is where we need to be as the church. I did a program yesterday on my other show, Let's Talk About God, on why people don't go to church and what is the purpose of the church. And I tell you, it was just a powerful time, because we need to let people know, even as the church, that we as the church have to, you know, we need to get it together. You know, we need to walk this thing out. If we're supposed to have Jesus die so that we could have life and have that life more abundantly, then why are not we having life more abundantly?
Because, you know, if you cannot follow him sitting still. It's impossible. He says, follow me, an example I have set. Well, how can you do that if you're standing still? Or willing to sit in the pews on the sidelines, clap a hand saying amen, but yet you're still sitting. The church is the world. Christ's church has no walls. But see, but too many people have been misled to believe that the church is nothing but a wall with, or a building with four corners and a roof. The world is his church. And there's many people lost out in the wilderness trying to find their way home. But the thing was happening, or what has happened in the past, is that his mirror's been cracked. The mirror, his Christ, his reflection has been cracked. And I mean, the moment they crucified him, the moment he was murdered, that crack was formed. And for every splinter group, denomination, sect that is brought off and broken off, continues to distort his reflection in that mirror, and it's time to bring those cracks and seal them up, make that mirror whole so that his true light shines through, so that those who are lost in the wilderness can see him for who he truly is through you.
That's deep. That's good.
Yes.
That's good. And that's the thing. That's why we do. That's why you see these programs on Blog Talk Radio, that we're coming together. And I believe that we're coming out of the churches. I pastor a church. My husband and I pastor a church in Elizabeth, New Jersey on Sundays. And we have prayer on Tuesdays, Bible study on Wednesdays. We have a marriage focus group on the second Saturday of every week. And then I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, a second Saturday of every month. And I'm here on Blog Talk Radio 3 days a week calling out, you know, during the Clarion call, because we have to, like you said, we have to come out into the world even for them to be able to see Christ in us. We can't stay in the church and try to do all the work in the church. Now, the church does have its purpose, because that's where we need to go to fellowship with each other and to strengthen each other, to be empowered and equipped as ambassadors to come back out here in the world and do the work. But we have to come back out here and do the work. We have to leave the church and come out and do the work. We have one more caller. Brother Sean, stay with us if you have time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. Area code 347, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Praise the Lord, Rebecca, Pastor Rebecca.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Luciano, how are you today?
I'm blessed. God bless you, Lady Renee. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen.
Praise God.
This program is awesome and is blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
It's like that minister brother from, I believe, from California that spoke. He said something that is really truthful, because lately the Lord been dealing with me, and I've been really reading the story of the life of Elijah, and his daily walk with God, and even came to a point that he had to show forth God's power, saying that the only person that's able to set us free from any type of strongholds or anything that we're going through is God. And I think it's come to the point that we need to reflect Christ
in
our daily walk. And also what comes to mind is when Moses, when he told the children of Israel, you know, if you want to follow God, come on my side. Come to the side where I'm at. If you don't want to follow God, you stay where you at.
Go ahead.
Into a decision right now is, you know, I mean, today I spent the whole day on the internet just looking at different people, reason or why they don't want to serve God. And, you know, and it's sad that we are the blame why they're not serving God. You know, because we are, like that brother talking about the window being cracked. And I think we, and I put myself in it as a minister in the gospel because, you know, I'm not anyone bigger than anybody. You know, the Bible says we all fall short. And I think we need to ask God to fix the reflection of our life, that we could reflect Christ much clearly, that we don't, you know, we don't present a gospel of owning prosperity. It's like God becomes a ATM machine, you know, wherever I need him, I just pull out the name and swipe it down and you know. No, God is more than that. God is our Savior. God is a joy in a time of sorrow.
Yes.
God is more than making money. And people's concept of God is that. And that's sad to hear.
Yes, and it's a skewed, like you said, it's a skewed concept because we have watched so much of that on our TVs. We've seen the prosperity gospel, and even in our churches, we've heard the prosperity gospel. That's why the Lord led me to make this program today. Are you living the best life possible? Are you living your best life possible? In other words, are you living a life that glorifies God? Are you living that life that people will look on your life and say, you know what, that brother has it together, that sister has a good life, I need to talk to him, I need to talk to her to find out what she or he is doing in order to be so joyful, to have so much peace, to have so much wisdom, to be, you know, walking in total wellness. You know, and that's the way that we're going to be able to evangelize those who are looking on the church. We're going to be able to evangelize them more effectively when we're living a life that is glorifying God. Amen?
Amen, amen.
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 Lady Renee?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Praise
amen.
God. Praise
and we
God.
Have to do that because, you know, I wrote a book, and I know people saw my book on the thing, Pump Up the Power. I've written four books, but this is my last book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. And, you know, I struggled with trying to find a title because, you know, I wanted people to read this book, and it's amazing because people won't pick up a book that may say, Pump Up the Power, Live the Life God Wants You to Live, you know.
Yes.
So I had to be as wise as a serpent.
Yes.
And the thing about this book, it is motivation by nature, but it's motivating you to clean out all of that stuff on the inside of you, like get rid of the guilt and the shame, the low self-esteem, get rid of fear, you know, push fear out of the way and move forward in spite of being afraid, you know. Deal with your family issues, you know, stop playing those old family roles, things of that nature. Live your purpose, you know, live a life to glorify God. All of that stuff is contained within this little book, you know, just to be able to say, look what, listen, God has better in store for you. You don't have to live a broken down life. You don't have to be looking for love in all of the wrong places. You don't have to be in a relationship with somebody who won't honor you, you know, a man or a woman who won't honor you. You know, we have to live better. We have to live better so that when people look at us, they see better. See, right now, they're not, they're looking and they're seeing, it's like the image that they're seeing, like you, the brother Sean said, it's a cracked image. It's like people can't see nothing. They can't see nothing.
Yes.
You know, I'm talking about the church as a whole. You know, church, the believers, amen. They look at us because I can't be the church by myself, and you can't be the church by yourself.
Right.
But together we form the body, amen.
Right.
And the body is, you know, the body is sick, you know, and we need to, we don't say that just to, I don't want to point fingers, you know, Brother Sean.
No,
because
this is all inclusive. We in this together.
Yes.
We in this together.
Yes.
This all happened as a collective effort, and it's going to have to be changed around by a collective effort.
Yes. Yes. So we can't just be pointing fingers and say, oh, the church is nothing. The church is in trouble. The church
is
crooked.
Because who and what is the church?
We're talking about ourselves. Amen.
Yes.
And we're talking about Christ because the church is the body of Christ. He is the head. So we need to just watch our mouths when we start talking.
And if he don't look good, we don't look good.
Oh, say that. Say that.
Yes.
My God.
Yes, yes.
That's just it. That's like, it's,
yes.
What you are doing is so very necessary, and it's so amazing to also let me know, reaffirm. Because the very
Amen.
Message you just spoke about your book is essentially some of the very same key points I have in my own, and the message
oh.
God gave me 3 years ago after I came back from Afghanistan.
Yes.
It's about, you have, the healing has to happen, has to, in order for the change to occur. Because what was the old saying, what you lack within, you go without?
Yes.
That's
powerful.
What
healing.
You lack within, you go with, and it's so plain and so simple, but yet it's like speaking a foreign language to people. You got to go inward and live your life from the inside out.
Yes.
Yes.
I almost jumped off of my chair. Yes. Exactly, because you know I love my life. You know. I know there's some that can say you love your life, and
yes.
but you know but no matter how much we love our lives, we can always be better, do better, and have better. And it's always a process of doing a heart check, doing a spirit check,
because it's perfecting, and that's a constant, continual process.
Yes,
perfecting, not being perfect, but perfecting.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that's awesome, because as you guys are talking, it definitely is about a process. And as you stay connected to God, like I said, you will go from glory to glory. Amen. But it is definitely a process, but you have to be willing to stay on the wheel and do the work, you know, because God, he'll have you, first he'll say, okay, you're doing good here. Now I want you to deal with this part. And it's only for your perfecting, you know, because you, in order for you to live the fullest life, there's a lot of things we have to be willing to let go of. And it's not always easy, but
no,
he brings us to that place in him where we can begin to let some things go. We now know I can trust you right here. Okay, God, you did work with me over here. And so you know what, that, you know what, I'm a trust you over here too. Let's see. You know what I mean? It's a gradual thing, but it's not going to happen by osmosis. It's about relationship, and the more you come to really know him, the more you spend time, quality time with him, knowing him for yourself, not knowing him through someone else, through a third party or a second party, but knowing him, you know, yourself from your relationship with him, you're going to see that you're going to grow by leaps and bounds. Your life is going to be transformed so much so that before your outward condition changes, you're going to find that you're fulfilled on the inside. So you know it's not about waiting till the outward condition change. The more the inside change, the more the outside is going to be able to begin to line up to what's happening to you on the inside. Amen?
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen. And you have to be willing to get into relationship with God, you know, spend time talking to him, and even letting him talk to you through his word, you know, to read the Bible. Take time not to just read, but to meditate and let that word speak to you. So that is just very crucial. And I did see we had another caller, but they hung up. So, caller, if you want to call back in, we'll put you on the air. Brother Sean, you were going to say something.
Yes, And aspects of people and those who have children, it's really important that parents start shifting the time allocation with them as well. I know a lot of parents got bought the kids, what do they call them, those PlayStations and Xboxes and the whatnot.
Yes.
You need to shift the amount of time your kids are spending on those games and get them spiritually trained up. Because they're going to really wind up being the front lines in the pending you know, trials and tribulations that not just this country but this world is going to have to face.
And let me ask Brother Sean a question, because
ma'am.
I mean, for the parents out there, you mentioned getting your children spiritually built up. What do you recommend? What do you recommend in order for them to for parents? I'm a parent. In order for us to do that,
I look at things in a holistic perspective. In the same way that an athlete, you know, trains all parts of the body to prepare for a particular game, whether it's basketball, football, you got to train the spirit and the mind as well. They work in unison. And what you feed a child's mind is also going to help strengthen or weaken the spirit.
That's good.
See, so when you feed a kid a steady diet of these games like Grand Theft Auto or these military horror type games where they're constantly killing something, blowing up something, and have the misbelief that all they have to do is push the reset button and everything start the game over, and then that life or that person, that hero in the game could just reappear. So how do you think these kids who end up becoming involved with the gangster disciples or the Crips or the Bloods or the Aryan Nation are so quick to be indoctrinated and follow these so-called leaders of these gangs and the killing so easy to them? Because, I mean, they started killing at the age of 4 and 5 years old.
That's right, and the Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go.
Thank you.
That's right, and that's what we're doing when we give our kids these games. I've always been against violent video games. Now, I do have the Wii game, and my daughter and I, my whole family, we bowl, and we play baseball, and we golf. You know, that's clean fun.
Yes,
you know,
and everyone needs a diversion.
Yeah.
Something to help relax, you know, the mind from, you know, the work that we all do, whether the kids going to school, or whether you're going to your job, everyone needs some type of diversion to have
quality
time. But like you said, it's that quality and what it is that you're doing with that spare time.
Yeah.
Too many. Just what we've been seeing is rash of these school shootings here the last 10 years. What do you think fed these? What was being fed in these kids' minds?
That's right.
And these
That's
things
right.
are going on under the roof, under the noses, in front of the eyes of parents, and they living in the same house.
Amen. Yeah. Now, a lot of people think it's innocent and that it really can't have an impact on a child, but what you put in is what comes out.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
That's why the Bible talks about being transformed by the renewing of our minds. So our children, and this is right in line with the topic. We're not off topic. We're still talking about living the best life possible because your life is going to be an example for your child and your children as to how they're supposed to live. So what they see you do and what you allow them to do as they're being formed in those formative years, that's what's going to be the product of their adulthood. So we have to make sure that we are forming the tree while it is young, you know, and not letting it grow up crooked.
See their mother or father reading a book, and yet the parents say, "Oh, go read." They're going to see that as an act of hypocrisy.
Right, exactly.
The mama's watching Desperate Housewives.
Oh,
I got to go read.
Yes,
now, y'all don't
amen.
Watch Desperate Housewives.
Amen.
All the listeners out there, you're not watching Desperate Housewives, are you? Come on. No, Strickland, no. No, come on. You just hit a nerve right there, Brother Sean.
Don't get me on this junk TV.
Brother Sean, you
have a 10-hour show.
Jay Strickland says she watches and she loves it. I can't stand it. I haven't watched it, but I don't even like the commercials. I don't even like
the
name Desperate Housewives.
Exactly,
because, but see,
exactly.
it's nothing but a mere extension of the topic that you're speaking on, see? Because, see,
exactly.
So many people are of such weak mind and spirits, and it's not just the kids, it's their parents, too, that
exactly.
they tend to emulate things that truly serve them no good and no purpose, doing it subconsciously. Though my life is nothing because it's not heaped and steeped in drama. So when the mate come home and, you know, they want just to get a sandwich and something, that some Kool-Aid or something, oh, it's got to be some drama involved in that. Why can't you make your own sandwich? You know? See, you got to look at things in a very holistic way now and see how I call myself a puzzle maker. I take pieces of puzzles. Because I spent a lot of time. I was always wondering. I had very odd taste in my reading and studies as a kid. Where most kids can't stand history, I loved it. I didn't understand why, and I'd go back to the ancient times, to the colonial periods and whatnot. And now I understand as to why God was preparing me for what I was going to do. Knowledge is power.
Yes, yes.
And wisdom is knowledge applied through experience. So when you give them information and when you study history, study science, study the written word, and you will see the patterns in the not I won't call it coincidences, but trying to get my proper wording here, how everything ties in. When he
yeah.
said that the universe is God's creation, you could see the intelligent in the design. Because the things that you see in science, in physics, like the term what goes around comes around, which is in physics says that matter is neither created or destroyed. For every action, there's equal and opposite reaction. Same thing as what you sow is what you reap. So
Amen.
All these old term sayings that we've heard through our whole life is founded on the physical laws God created for this universe. You see the correlation, see? And when you study, you can start seeing those patterns of familiarity and then apply them in real practical ways to your own living condition.
Yeah, and see, you're one who goes, like you said, you go deep. You go deep, and that's a good thing, you know, because like you said, God's preparing you for what he had for you to do. The thing about it is, you know what, you can see that if you look in the Bible, all everything that you just talked about is right there, you know that,
mm-hmm.
it's right there in the Word. You know, springtime and harvest, the seasons come and the seasons go,
right.
you know, and we have to realize that we have to put into life what we want to get out of life. Now, I used to watch soap operas, but it's been like 20 years since I've watched a soap opera. But another thing, I don't watch anybody's soap opera because my life, like you said, Brother Sean, became that drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to live that kind of drama, you know. And you might find yourself, even Jay Strickland, you might find yourself, oh, Lord. See, now, I was getting ready to say, you might find yourself playing out some of that stuff, that mess that you see on Desperate Housewives, because I know it's a mess on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we cannot even begin to have healthy, productive relationships if what we're feeding our spirit is these unhealthy, unproductive, cheating, lying, manipulative relationships that they're having on these shows, on these reality shows.
Yes,
it's a mess. You know, and you need to, if you're ever hoping to have a healthy relationship, a good relationship, then you want to, you start feeding your soul some better stuff. And now Jay Strickland is separated and seeking a divorce. And she says that her problems didn't come from Desperate Housewives. And I can tell you that I almost have an idea that they would have come from something you saw in your childhood as your parents were interrelating with each other or not interrelating with each other. You know, some learned behavior, that often plays out in our relationships and in our marriages. Or even your spouse had issues. Or maybe both of you had issues, you know, when you went into that marriage. And that's what this whole program is about, as we have 2 minutes remaining. This whole, I don't even know if I should extend it, but this whole program is about us living the best life possible. And it cannot be a warped reality. We have to go with what God has said about our lives. He has a great plan for our lives. And every time we do something opposite, we're throwing it back. We're throwing the gift
out of order. Mm-hmm.
My God, right back in his face. Like, God, I don't want that life more abundantly. I'm going to live down here and low the bar. You know, or I'm going to live a half step in life, or, you know, that's really no life, as Lady Renee would say, is really no life at all, you know, when you are not moving according to the plan of God. Amen. We have another caller. I'm going to extend this show just for a few minutes for those of you who want to stay.
Yeah, I'm right here with you, sister.
Amen. Praise God. And we do have another caller. Lady Renee, fill in while I go and do this. Lady, praise God, hallelujah. You know, and it's amazing that I can't even get in to extend the program.
Well, now,
okay,
see.
But I will get in. If I don't, then it wasn't meant to be. But
now,
you, somebody can go ahead and talk while I do this.
Yeah, it's It comes down to the people to understand, because like you said, we've had an awful lot of talk going on the last 40 years, and a lot lot of over intellectualizing in aspects of spirit and religion, and what's so good and great and needed by virtue of the work you're doing is that you're reaching people and giving them very practical information based on the scripture.
Yeah.
It can't do anything, and it can't do anything but help the body of Christ. Cause, and you're reaching out to those who need to hear this the most, and that's the people out there in the world, in the street.
Yeah.
Because in so many cases, when I first came back from Afghanistan, and I went back to my little hometown in Ohio to re-energize, and as I was giving that message, I was going around to the various churches to share that message with them. And you would think that the reaction was, though, I was a man from Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I would get this, I'll just pray on it, brother, and if God, you know, moves me to share it, then I will, but if I don't, I won't. Well, I said, okay now. I said, I understand what you're saying, but don't you can't stand before the Lord and say you weren't told. Because I went straight to the shepherd, straight to them.
Well, we have a question here. What was the message? Because sometimes
the message essentially came out of Ezekiel's 33 and 34.
What was
Ezekiel out of Ezekiel 34 is essentially, shepherds, I'm serving notice with you, but the sheep I'm also serving notice with you as well. Because see, being misled is also a willful act. See, and there's too many people who have allowed themselves to be misled. And we are in the times of the falling away of the apostate church. We are in them right now. That's why you're seeing in the news in some of these big mega churches the changes in leadership occurring. See, God's hand is working. Those the power and the responsibility that was put in the hands of those for many years who were unwilling to serve his purpose are being moved, and new replacements being put in.
Okay, so you know, and that's the thing. I had extended the program, and it did the Blog Talk Radio. I guess I did it too late, so we're not streaming any longer. So we're going to have to continue this at another time. But
okay.
I'm going for the archives. We do have a Lady Renee. I see you had the call back, and you were kicked out.
Yes.
Okay, and we do have another caller, 919, on the air. I just want to welcome you as we're going off the air because I wanted to extend it for another 30 minutes, but I wasn't able to. Do you have any comments before we go off the air?
Praise
yeah, this is
God.
Tobias C.
God bless you, Tobias C. So good to hear your voice.
All right, how you doing? What people go through is partly how they think and what they hear, people around them. And if people respect and love a certain person that's around them and they not saying things that is right and will benefit their life in the right manner, then they will listen to that and they will try to do that in their life and it won't work. But a lot of people, they don't have self and they only know they wasn't taught good. So all they know is to teach those next to them what they know. That's all they know. And if it's not right, then, you know, their life is not going to be right. And a lot of people, they want good. You know, they want good marriages. They say they want good marriages and everything, but they don't know what it takes to really have a good marriage because they don't want God. They really don't believe. They say they believe in God, but they really don't. Because they don't believe in doing what God say do, according to the Bible. So they try to live their life one way at the same time, trying to give God glory, but they don't really put it in their life, and it don't work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And TV, you know, a lot of people are not mature enough to look at it as it is,
entertainment.
They look at it, mm-hmm. and they actually try to
emulate,
put it in their life and live like they live on TV, and that's not going to work doing that, you know, having husbands and wives and then having boyfriends and sneaking around, all that sick stuff. You know, they do a lot of things that ain't, and a lot of, and TV, I blame TV for a lot of homosexuality too. Gays and lesbians, they glorify that on TV. They glorify it. You don't hear nobody talking about it. And what they do is they try to bring it in their life and make everybody else put up with it because the TV says that it's okay and they doing it on TV. But most of them on TV are really not gays. They have husbands and wives. They just play that. But again, they don't know how to distance themselves from that. And the people on TV, they doing it. They don't mind doing it because they making money. Most people that's actors on TV don't care nothing about God anyway. So they just trying to make a living. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they have their own lives and they know how to distance themselves from that. And I think that's a lot of problem situation that people go through that they don't know how to look at TV as it is. It's not real life unless it's news. You know,
yeah.
Unless it's news, and that's it. And that's the world, you know. But people, unless a person really fear God and love God, they are not going to be good for a husband or a wife. They can try to live their life and put God in it, but it's not gonna work without God. You know, they can live the way they want to live. You know, but without God, it's not gonna really work because they're not gonna have respect for the husband or the wife, any relationship. You know, they just gonna do things that's not right. You know, not respectful. Any relationship.
Wow.
Amen.
You know, that's the way it is. It's just the way it is. Tobias, see, you spoke that just so eloquently and succinctly to the point. You know, that's just the way it is. And I pray that somebody gets that, what you just said, because it's just we have to change the way we do life.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. 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 Well,
amen. Praise God.
Jesus. Well, we're not streaming anymore. And I tell you, I want to just thank all of you for joining me on today. Amen. I don't know if anybody out there can hear. I know that.
Okay. It was a great show.
I wanted to say, too, Renee, or Pastor.
Lady Renee.
Yeah, it say at the top here, I just wanted to tell you that it say waiting for host to call in. Maybe if you hang up and call back in, I don't know
okay.
if that's working out, but it's saying at the top here to call in and the orange.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just afraid that if I hang up, I won't be able to get back in. But let me try it. If I don't come back, then I just want to thank you all for joining me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I don't come back, I want to thank you all for joining me today on Power in the Word. Amen. And for all our archive listeners, God bless you. I will be back. I'll be back in 1 minute.
Praise God.
Oh, goodness.
Hello.
You two make a good team, Lady Renee.
Oh.